State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Appleton Area Health, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minneota Building Center. Other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lock Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertiles Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Xcel Energy Center for Championship Saturday here at the state wrestling tournament. Picked them along with Danny Lee. Look at the crowd, Danny.
Yeah, good crowd again. They've had a really good turnout this year. I might have a lot to do with the weather.
The reason we're on not at 9 o'clock is that they have the first round of the girls, and they're just finishing up. There's one match remaining, and there's I think there's 13 weight classes, just in an 8-person bracket for the girls. But there's been some good matches out there.
There have been some of these girls. They work really hard at it, and there was some good moves done out there. That's kind of fun to watch.
And just for your knowledge, we do have four area wrestlers in the semifinals, which would be in the round after this one coming up. Two from Canby and two from Team United. And there's also four matches in the wrestlebacks, which would be starting very shortly here. Once this match is over, the last one of the girls, and now the Class A quarterfinal, the winner of that would advance to the semifinal quarterback, wrestlebacks. If they win this match, they're guaranteed either, well, sixth place, fifth place, fourth place, or
right,
third place.
Be on the podium.
Yeah, they'll be on the podium. If they lose it, it's winner, go home. So, our first contestant is from Minneota.
Yeah, at 107 in the Class A, it's Caden Lesneski. He started out his first match with a great win, winning 10-2 over Brody Herbst. And then in the next match against Charles Icola from Deer River, he got caught at the 5:14 mark, put on his back and pinned. That put him back into the wrestlebacks, and then he came back and got a nice win, beating Caston Clark from Fulton Murray County, 10-4. So that put him in the wrestlebacks, and now starting here shortly, Caden will be wrestling Danny Salazar from Pelican Rapids, a sophomore with a 34-10 record. Caden has a 42-7 record right now. His parents are Dan and Dee.
Yeah, he's had a great season and a great section tournament.
Starting the wave here, getting ready for the Class A tournament to start, or round to start. That's pretty good. Everybody's kind of joining in. Usually it kind of peters out somewhere around the line, but everybody's keeping it going pretty good. So, fun for the crowd.
And coaches and wrestlers, we're ready to get about to start here on
Places going crazy.
Saturday.
Caden will be on mat 5. As I said, he is facing Danny Salazar from Pelican Rapids. Both wrestlers are just in the corner kind of talking to their coaches. Caden steps out. She will be the green ankle band. Oh, no, wait. Excuse me.
Uniforms.
Yeah, he's the green.
He's the green.
Yeah. He'll be the green, the home wrestler. So both wrestlers on the mat started that goal here. Salazar shoots in down on Caden, got a low single, but had Caden up on 1 foot, but Caden powered down, and then now he shoots in, and Salazar drops the level, goes down underneath him. He's in on a double leg on Caden, got him lifted up, but Caden's got the body lock on right now. Salazar kind of stuck down in the middle, Caden just hanging on and getting a stalemate, and that just happened, so fresh start.
This first period is only 1 minute, so that goes by pretty quick.
Yes, it does. There's Salazar's shot down in on Caden, but Caden blocked it. Now he comes up with a Russian tie. Both guys just doing a little hand fighting here, trying to find an opening. Now Caden shoots in on a single, but they're right out on the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds. Both kids have been in on singles and doubles, but not able to complete them.
And the first period is over. So put to the disc is green. So
Caden's going to defer.
Yep. And his opponent is going to go neutral. So they're on their feet again, unable to get a takedown.
We'll have Sam Greets coming up on mat 7 here shortly.
Yeah, he'll be on mat 7.
Salazar shoots in down underneath Caden. Caden's sprawling back, putting all the weight on his head, trying to feel them hands apart. He is draped over the body, so he's trying to hang on. Now he comes up with a crossface. Salazar's head popped out to the side, and the official stops it for a stalemate, so it'll be a fresh start. It will be Caden's choice in the third period, so this is a big 20-some seconds here for Caden if he can hold off Salazar. Salazar shoots in underneath. Caden grapes over the top, and he has a cradle locked up. No points have been awarded yet. There he gets the two-point takedown. He has Salazar in the cradle. Oh, he's got him. It was a minute to go yet, so in the second period. So, yeah, he's got the near side cradle locked up, trying to tip that Salazar over. Just push it in on the body as hard as he can, and now he lets go of it. Goes back into a stiff crossface. He did get a two-point takedown out of that, though. Salazar shot underneath, and Caden was able to kind of scoot around the corner. Now he's got the cradle locked up, taking Salazar over.
25 seconds left. Oh, got some back points coming. Got the fall.
I think he got a 5-count in, so he'll have at least 3 points coming. So right now with a 5-0 lead, 10 seconds to go in the period. Salazar kicks out of it.
So 5-0. Nice spinning combination, nice takedown. So, and I think it will be his choice.
Yep.
He deferred. Looking at his coaches,
he's going to
go neutral on his feet.
Neither guy has really been able to get in on each other, and they both chose neutral, but Caden did. When Salazar shot in on that last shot, he was able to drape over the top and hook that cradle up. Now Salazar shoots in on another single. Caden draped over the top again. He ended up coming up with a cradle out of the last one. Applying a lot of pressure to Salazar's head, just trying to press him down to the mat and stretching his arms out as far as he can. Does have the ankle. He's trying to get Salazar rocked over, and the officials stop it for stalemate.
Remember, the winner of this will wrestle one more time this morning, and they're guaranteed to be on the podium but would be the best they could do would be third place. But third, fourth, fifth, or sixth are all state area, all state wrestlers.
Dallas are still down in on that single, hanging on to that, burning valuable time, and that's just fine with Sam, or with Caden. He's just stretching him out. Now he's coming around the corner. He's got an ankle hook. Salazar loses his grip, and Caden's going to get another two-point reversal, or takedown here, excuse me. So now leading 7-0 with 40 seconds to go in the third period. Trying to get that cradle hooked up again. Going across on that cross face and trying to get Salazar to kind of give. Working hard on that cross face. He's got Salazar down flat on the mat. Official in looking, but he's trying to lock up that cradle again, so he's staying busy. There's no warning shot, so he's sitting pretty good with 10 seconds to go.
And that's good timing because Sam Dreets will be all here next up on mat 7. And he's wrestling Kenny Erickson, a senior from Aiken, with a 20-6 record.
So Caden Lesnefki wins that match 7-0. So he is still in the tournament. Just every match you win, you get a little higher on the podium.
Okay, they're on the mat right now. Erickson shoots in to Sam, and he did get the takedown right on the edge of the mat. Double leg takedown. But they go off the mat, so they'll go to referee's position. Erickson riding from the right side. Off the whistle. Dreets tries to sit out. Oh, he's trying to do a switch.
He does have that leg of Erickson. Yep, and comes around the backside.
Real close to getting a reversal.
He's got the point, so 2-2.
Okay.
Come around, kind of got hooked up in that Iowa ride, just your hip to hip, and then headlock, kind of a reversal headlock. But
that's the end of the first period.
It goes
fast.
15 seconds to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They went off the mat.
Right.
Okay.
Off the whistle.
Erickson stands up, but Dreets goes down and picks up a leg. They're right on the side of the mat, and picks him up and brings him down. Very short time remaining.
Just try
to ride him out.
That's going to end the first period.
Okay. Flipping the coin. Close to red, I believe. Oh, green.
So, looks like Sam's going to choose down. Looks like he pointed down. Yep. He's getting in the rough position. So
tied up at 2-2. Well, this time Erickson rides from the left side. Dreets tries. He's up on his feet. Erickson goes down and picks up a leg and brings Sam back down to the mat. Got a deep waist in there. Got Sam down on his belly, but he gets up to his base again. Once again, very close to the edge of the mat.
Got a cross body on Sam here. Got a leg hooked up and one arm scoop. Right out on the edge of the mat. Sam's trying to get off the mat so he can get a fresh start here. He is completely, there they go, out of bounds.
Yep.
He was completely out of bounds, but Erickson was still in bounds, so the official let him go, but then he kind of flipped his hips over and drug Erickson out of bounds.
So a fresh start, still tied up 2-2.
Good whistle there by Sam. He just blew up to his feet and got a nice escape, so leading 3-2 right now. Just beat Erickson to the whistle there.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Erickson tries to drag.
And then, that was really close. Erickson tried to arm drag and then chuck him by. And then Sam came around the corner. When Erickson was out of bounds, Sam came around and he was in bounds, but the referee called them both out of bounds.
Well, there was a lot of action there in a couple seconds. You guys are quick. Now Sam is in that Russian tie trying to... Oh, Erickson tries a little spin around underneath there, but Sam just hung onto that wrist and stopped it. They're right out on the edge of the mat again. Sam drops down to a low single. Erickson just runs through it. Still 3-2. Official stopped it because they were right out on the edge.
Yep. So both on their feet, yep. Off to the escape by Sam Dreets. Sam, a junior. So good experience for him down here.
Shoots in, tries a shuck on Erickson, but Erickson keeps a hold of that elbow and kind of pulls him back around to the front.
Right.
He was close.
Sam's folks are John and Amy.
Erickson shot in on a low single, and Sam just lifted his leg and kind of jumped around Erickson and got an ankle hooked and got another takedown. So now 5-2 at the end of the second period.
And it stopped here for blood or something.
A little cleanup.
So 5-2 as we
and it'll be
for this.
I believe Erickson's choice. I think Sam just chose down right away. So
okay,
should be Erickson's choice here to start the third period.
As long as they're on the break, Sam won his first match 5-2 yesterday over Eli Krause from
SCML, whatever it stands for. There's a lot of letters down here now.
And then in the next round, a 2-1 victory over the Kenyan Winnebago wrestler. Or he lost 2-1
that round, yep.
But then came back with a 7-0 victory over Adam Lose from West Central area last night to get in this round. So back in action here.
Erickson shoots in underneath. Sam's got him in a front headlock, just blocking him off, and the official's going to call stalemate. They want to see continuous action here.
All three periods, they started the period on their feet. So
that was a big takedown and at the end of the period there for Sam.
Right.
Sam's going to get called for warning, kind of backing up a little bit and blocking, but that's his first warning, so no big deal. He's just got to stay busy. Erickson kind of stepped in and tried to throw a little hip toss on Sam, but he blocked that off right onto the edge of the mat. Now Sam is in the middle, dominating center, what the officials want, and Erickson is out of the circle, so... Sam should be safe there. Oh, he shoots in on a low single, but Erickson, man, these kids are so quick. He just picked his foot up, took a step back, and shot back in hard on Sam. But they were right out on the edge of the mat, so went out of bounds. Just start in the middle.
Under a minute left in the match. Well, Sam in
kind of a Kelly,
yeah.
But... Erickson blocks it off. He's still got that wrist trapped, and there he gets him tipped on his hip. Going to get another two-point takedown there.
There you go.
Nice work there by Sam. He just kept digging and digging and digging on that when he was in that underhook and ended up getting Erickson tipped over. Another nice. So 7-2. 20 seconds to go here, third period. Sam's sitting in a good spot right now.
Yes, he is.
He's got to keep working. He has been warned for stalling, but Erickson is just kind of laying there right now. He knows he can't probably make up 5 points that quick, so if the bottom guy isn't trying to get up, I don't think the top guy will ever get called for stalling because there's really not much he can do. So he's going to end up winning this one 7-2.
All right, he will place at the state tournament. We don't know... if he'll be wrestling for third or fifth, so we'll find out later this morning, but he is in the state tournament. We have one more wrestler, that's Gavin Noyes at the 285-pound weight class. He should be coming up here fairly quick.
Now this is moving along fast.
Now there's only two matches at each weight class.
Yep.
It's Let's see if there's a... if his name is up there yet.
Yeah, he's on deck on map 3.
Okay.
So he'll be down pretty close in front of us here.
So we'll review how we got here and stuff. First off, his folks are Tom and Becky in the sections. He won the section at a first round bye.
Now we're at number 5.
And then he beat Johnny Cummerman from Benson, pinned at the 3-minute mark in the semifinals. He won a pin at the 5:02 mark over Harvey Weber from BBE, and in the finals he won in overtime 2-1 over Jackson Jason from Quad County, and he was a section champ. And then in the state tournament, the first match, he won decision over Nick Becker from Eden Valley Watkins. In the second match, he got pinned by Keegan Cohen from Waterville Elation in the second period, but he came back last night with a pin himself over Jonathan Rose from Boston Bagley at the 4:32 mark. So he's now going to be wrestling Brandon Mugg from Royalton, a junior with a 42-7 record. Gavin is a senior, currently with a 35-15 record. So trying to get into on the podium his senior year.
That Jonathan Rose match yesterday, we were talking about that for a while afterwards. They were both kind of trying to throw each other, and actually Gavin did a heck of a job because Rose threw him in the first period, and it was tight, but Gavin just found a new gear, and he got his arm through, rolled back to his base, ended up turning the tide around, and then caught him in the third period and pinned him at the 4:30 mark. So, yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Well, so far, the Mineota 7-pounder is in the next round, so he'll be on the podium, as will Sam Dreets at 145 pounds from Canby. So two for two in this round.
Just how far can you go up on the podium is what they're working for now. Every win from here puts you up another step on the podium. So
that's right.
Kind of exciting.
So got the noise coming up here pretty soon, and then in Double A, Kenny Sather will be wrestling for the right to be on the podium as well a little bit later on after this round is complete.
A lot of nerves for these young guys going out there in big crowd, and they know that if they lose, they're done for the year, so you'll see some emotion here.
Yep. And they still are using 8 mats this morning, and that'll be narrowed down to 6, and then finally to 2. So, yeah.
Down to, we got 30 seconds left in the second period in the match in front of Gavin Noyes. So he's just staging right now and waiting to get out there. That's probably the hardest time of the whole match, is waiting for your people in front of you to get done. You're ready to go, and all of a sudden there's blood timeout or something, and you're standing around just the building nerves the whole time.
I'm not sure of directions here. I think north is where they come out, but there's a tunnel there for the Zamboni to come out here for the ice, and all the wrestlers warming up, working up the ladder, running around the stadium, or there are some practice mats out there and loosening up. So when they come out, their body temperature is up, their heart rate is up, and they're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, this and the boy, the last night, I think the bowl end of the complex here was like 3/4 full, but it looks like it's 95% full now, and then the next upper levels have a few people in it too.
Really good crowd.
Yeah,
it'll get exciting.
John Malaya come up with the attendance from last night, and he does a good job of making some phone calls and finding out what the attendance was. First night was over 9,000, so a lot of people.
Yeah, and then they got all the suites up here. Most of those are rented out.
Right.
People, I don't know what it costs to get that suite. I'm sure it's not cheap, but I know we've had other people doing it. They say, you know, you put 30 people up in there, you could divide it by that, it's not all that bad.
Yep.
And you got a great view, so yeah, it's kind of fun up there too, and it's probably a nice place for kids to go up and gather in between their mats. They can kind of just get away from the crowd a little bit and collect their thoughts on how their tournament's going. So,
and looking around, a few of them probably have 30 people.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. They can bring some food in and yelp stuff.
They're loaded up.
Yeah.
Down to 40 seconds here to go before Gavin Noyes steps out on the mat. Looks like that will not go into overtime or anything, so 5-1.
Exciting time for sure.
Right down to 15 seconds, right out on the edge of the mat, and they go out of bounds and stop the clock. But this will be done shortly, and then Gavin will be coming out. I'm sure he's staging right down in the corner there.
Talking about a suite, there's a suite out just to our right where a wrestler on the mat in front of us must be from their hometown or their school. And pretty big ovation if you can hear it in the background.
They had their signs up in the air. And
so, looks like we're ready to go here.
Well, they're adding some time to the clock now.
Oh,
they went out of bounds, and the scorekeeper didn't stop the clock immediately, so they put 4 seconds back on the clock. It didn't really not... Doesn't mean anything, but the person that was in control wrote him out, and he's going to win 5-2. So Gavin comes walking out here, checking in at the score table. As we've mentioned before, they have to check in, so they make sure they got the right wrestlers in the right position. So that's a good safety factor, so you don't get somebody in the wrong position.
And he's wrestling
Brandon Mugg.
Okay.
Royalton Upsla.
Okay.
So they're ready to shake hands here, and we're ready to go. Right off the whistle, Mugg just smacks Gavin's head down. Spins around the corner, but now Gavin's working on hand control, and Mugg takes him down right out of the edge, right in front of the scoreboard, right on the edge of the map here. Mugg riding on the left side, got an ankle trapped here, and just about ready to go. And they do go out of bounds there, so they stop the clock. 1 minute first period, so there's only 35 seconds left to go here, but that gives Gavin a fresh start in the middle.
Off the whistle, tries to get up to his feet, and Mark breaks him down off to the side here. Put a half in. Gavin over. Gavin up on his knees, up on his hands, and going to the side of the mat.
Oof, he's got a deep half in. He's got Gavin's shoulder just rotated way over, trying to crank him over with just a half Nelson, and Gavin's not going to let that happen, just rotating his body away.
Switches to a power half, you know, just tries to break him down, and that's the end of the first period.
It's going to be Mugg's choice. He is going to just go out and go right down to the rest position. He was looking at the coach for any help. He knew where he wanted to go. Off the whistle, Mugg just kind of sits there to see what Gavin's going to do. Gavin reaches back, gets an ankle, and drives him flat to his belly. Now he got time to go to work trying to work and get a wrist back or get a half Nelson, and now Mug up on his feet, feeling hands, and spins away. So he leads 3-0 right now.
Remember, the winner advances on, the loser is done for the year. And in this case, it would be the career if it happened to Gavin. But we've still got a lot of minutes left. Yeah. 3-0 is all.
With these big guys, if they catch a throw or something, it's pretty hard to come off your back.
Well, Gavin has wrestled back and forth at 215, the heavyweight, so he would be a light heavyweight. Or Mug, I don't think he has to cut to make weight.
He's got
to
be right there, though.
He's got to be cold.
Yeah.
Their height is about the same.
Yeah.
Look at the thighs on both of them.
Yeah.
They're obviously linemen on the football team. And
Gavin tried a little arm drag there. He tried it again. Now he's in a Russian tie-up. But Mug is right out of the edge of the mat. Now Gavin is out of the edge of the mat. And Mug just gives him a shove. He ends up backing up onto the next mat. So it was pretty forceful. So they break. Fresh start in the middle. 33 seconds to go here, second period.
Still 3-0, Mug.
He's going after Mug here, but Mug's able to block it off, not let him get inside. Now Mug digs in on an underhook. There, Gavin gets a double underhook on Mug. You got to be careful. Mug's, I think, has his hands locked underneath that. Somebody might go flying here. Yeah. Short time left in the period here, so I don't think anything is going to happen right now, but as time runs out, and I think it'll be Gavin's choice here in the third period. Little blood time out here. So Gavin gets to go over and talk to his coaches and get a little, see if they see something they want him to try, and catch your breath a little bit.
Probably give him a little pep talk too, that you got 2 minutes left in your wrestling career.
Yeah.
Unless if you can tie it up or go ahead.
Yep,
and they're going to go neutral.
Well, Noyes likes to hook up and throw, so he did it with that other guy yesterday,
yep.
So Mug is maybe a little bit bigger than the guy he wrestled yesterday, but still got to try it.
Right. At least knowing that you gave it the best shot that you can do.
Gavin kind of come in and tried to get an underhook, and obviously Mug is not a real tight-built guy, but he must be powerful because he just shoved Gavin right on by. Now he's in an underhook. Gavin steps in on an underhook trying to jack Mug up.
Warned for stalling yet or anything.
No, they've been moving pretty good. Oh, there, Mug just head snapped Gavin down, and he come flying back in, kind of head-butted Mug, but they keep going. Now Mug steps in on an underhook again. Both guys trying to get in a body lock, but pretty good defense by each guy, too.
Mug knows he doesn't have to really get the takedown.
Yeah, he's just got to stay busy.
Right.
There has been no warnings for stalling or anything. So now Gavin's got a Russian tie on Mug there. Mug is going to get warned for stalling. Gavin gets pulled down to his knees. Mug comes around and scoops that knee and gets a takedown with 32 seconds to go. He goes ahead 5-0. And he had to do that. I mean,
right.
He had to force the issue there. Time was running out, and so he shot in kind of underneath Mug. And like we said, Mug's a big dude, and he just kind of pushed Gavin down. And now Gavin gets away. 13 seconds to go, 5-1.
Now one last chance here.
He's got to get in there and go, though. Down to 5 seconds. Mug is just backing up. He has been warned, but I don't know if the official's going to call another one, and that's it. So that will end Gavin Noyes' year.
and career, losing 5-1. With that, we'll send it back to the studio.
We got Cameron coming up real quick here, I think. So, yeah, there's just 55 seconds to go. We can send it back for a couple commercials, but we'll need it back.
Is he on deck?
Yes, on Matt 5.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be back after this with Cameron Sasser's match.
When you're at Independent Oil Company in Canby, remember, they have a variety of snacks, beverages, bait, tackle, fuel, and propane tanks. And they serve lunch daily. Stop by for made-to-order Tico Tacos, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They also have a variety of warm soups, sandwiches, appetizers, and pizza available throughout the day. Check out Independent Oil Company's Facebook page for daily lunch specials.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparl and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lacaparl and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Okay, back here at the Excel Energy Center, Cameron Sasser coming out, and he'll be wrestling Jonah Coleman from Casson Manorville, a sophomore with a 35-11 record.
The match ahead of Cameron right now, they're walking out, but went into overtime. The one kid must have had a stalling, and he just basically ran from the other kid, and the official dinged him with 2 seconds to go, tied the match up 3-3. All he had to do was go in there and just lock up with the guy, and he wins the match.
Wow.
We'll see if he pulls out the win here. It'll be pretty heartbreaking if he doesn't, but you almost kind of pull for the other guy the way that matchup. Both guys are scrambling around. Cameron's out there on the mat, just kind of waiting behind the coaches, and going to be a stalemate. 21 seconds to go in the period. Both guys are not sure. Let's see. Aiden Mincy and Caden Neeson.
Okay, and Cameron is wrestling a cast in that. They did not meet in the duel. It must have been Daniel Gunlickson that wrestled him, because I think both Daniel and Cameron went up a weight. I think Cameron went up with 152 in the team.
Yep.
So that match
gets completed. So Cameron's checking in at the table right now with coaches.
Cameron, just a sophomore, and so is his opponent, Jonah Coleman from Casson Manorville, 35-11, 43-10 for Cameron. Well, here we go. This will be our last match of this round. We'll come back with the semifinals next.
And we're pretty sure we were talking about it, that these two met in the team tournament.
They did not.
They didn't?
No.
Okay, I was thinking they did.
Because Cameron was up at 52. Ben, or Daniel Gunnelson,
okay,
wrestled him.
Alrighty.
Because here's the first round.
Cameron tries to shoot in on a single there. Coleman blocks him off. No points scored. Coleman tried to shoot in with a little arm drag there, too, and Cameron blocked that. 20 seconds to go, first period. It goes quick.
It does. Basically the same height. Very similar. Both are sophomores. Now Coleman shoots in to a...
Brings Cameron up on a high single, and he's got him up hopping around on 1 foot. Drags him down and gets the takedown. And right at the end of the period there, literally probably with 1 or 2 seconds left on the clock when he got the points.
Green.
Cameron's going to defer. Coleman is going to choose down.
Okay. Leading 2-0. Off the whistle, Cameron goes across and does a quick sit out. Coleman does. And did he get the escape?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yep. 3-0 right now. Cameron tried to shoot back down underneath, and Coleman just kind of blocked it. Got him in an underhook right here, and now they separate right in the middle of the mat. Locked up. Cameron goes the inside, shoots down underneath, but Coleman blocks it. He's got him in a front headlock here, putting a lot of pressure on Cameron, trying to come around that corner. Cameron's hanging onto that elbow. No points awarded. He got around behind him, and there he gets a 2-point takedown. So now trailing 5-0, just got an escape, 5-1 in favor of Coleman over Cameron.
As soon as Coleman got the takedown, I don't think he let Cameron go, but Cameron went to work and got a quick escape. Now Cameron's in on a single, trying to turn the corner.
Coleman's got a whizzer on his left arm, and it's going to be a stalemate.
Okay.
Nice shot by Cameron, though. He was in deep on that, so that's a confidence builder for him. He's got to be ready, though, because Coleman is also very quick. When he made his shot, he was in on Cameron's legs before he knew it, so... These kids, I've said it 100 times down here, but they are extremely quick on their feet. Cameron tries to shoot in another single. Coleman blocks that. Cameron tries to do a duck under, and then they both come up to their feet. Now Cameron pounding on the head, trying to get Coleman off balance. A lot of time left. Got whole third period here to work with, so... That's going to end the second period, so it will be Cameron's choice. He is going to choose down.
Trailing by 3, or by 4.
By 4,
5-1.
Coleman gets on the left side, off the whistle. Cameron just kind of sits there to see what Coleman's going to do. Now he gets a hold of one of his wrists, up on his feet, and spins around and gets away, so 5-2.
Moving around, right in the middle of the mat. Locked up. Cole Cameron, tried to scoop down to get into the single. Now they break apart. Both of them are good on their feet.
Yeah.
Quick. Cameron
was trying to set up that little slide by, but Coleman has not given him enough pressure. I don't think it's not going to work. And the official stops it for a stalemate. You don't see a lot of stalemates on their feet, but he wants to see action with these guys. So down to 1:19 in the third period. Coleman just kind of blocking and staying busy. He has not attempted a shot. Doesn't need to. He's leading 5-2. So.
And no warning.
Nope. Cameron's working hard trying to get inside there. Now Coleman just grabs a wrist and hangs onto it. Got him in a head tie. Now Cameron steps in with a body lock. Coleman just drops down, gets a fireman's carry and takes Cameron down. So now leads 7-2 with 43 seconds to go, third period.
Cameron up on his base.
And we've said this a lot before, too, but it's easy to take down a guy that's chasing you because he's bringing his pressure straight at you. So you just drop your level, and they kind of do most of the work for you, and that's exactly what happened there. Cameron had to go in and try hard, and Coleman just dropped down underneath him, and fireman carried him. 15 seconds to go in the third period, right out on the edge of the mat. Cameron coming up to his feet. Coleman spins around. They go out of bounds.
Well, he's got one last
10 seconds.
Yeah.
It can be done in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get to his feet, spin around, and take him down with a throw or something. But
get some backswing, too.
I'm guessing Coleman will just push him away if Cameron does get to his feet.
He's a roll. He got the escape. Now he's coming in hard, and
that
Coleman
is
basically running away from him.
With no stallings on, he could do that, and that's the way the match is going to end up, 7-3. So that ends up Cameron's year.
Well,
good for a sophomore, though.
Yeah, 43-11.
Had a heck of a year.
With that, we are done with this session. We will turn it back to the station, and when the last round of wrestlebacks for the Camby kids and the semifinals come up, we'll have some more action here. So back to you at the studio for now, but keep that tuned. Dial 2-6-Q-92 for further wrestling action.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Mineota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hose, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Big Stone Therapies is dedicated in providing excellence in rehabilitation services by optimizing health and function businesses within their communities through caring hands and hands-on healing. Our clinics in Madison and Appleton are proud of the United Wrestlers that they are participating at the state tournament and are humbled to have been able to work with several of them through our athletic training services and sports rehab programs. Big Stone Therapies doesn't just treat athletes. We also specialize in treatments of concussion, chronic pain, pelvic health, cognition, memory, pediatrics, lymphedema, myofascial release, speech, and many other conditions. If you want to know more about these treatments, call our clinics at Madison 698-7162 or Appleton 289-8503.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company, State Wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Appleton Area Health, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Mineota Building Center, other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Black Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertiles Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Mineota.